We take a look at the party that come January will have control of the White House, the Senate, and the House.
During the race for president, the Republican Party was seen as fractured, especially as prominent party leaders like House Speaker Paul Ryan were at odds with President-elect Donald Trump during the campaign. But our next guest says that Trump's victory has actually strengthened the Republican Party.
Fred Barnes joins us now. He's executive editor of the Weekly Standard and a Fox News contributor. His article, "Donald Trump Didn't Split the GOP, He Strengthened It," is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Fred, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, yeah, a lot of the commentary leading up to the race was divided future for the Republican Party. You're saying with the election outcome, with the way things are now, it's the party's way stronger thanks to Donald Trump. Make the case.
Well, he is. And look, I was one who didn't expect Trump to win. I thought Hillary Clinton would probably win. And I was as surprised as anybody that that Trump won. Well, here's what he did. Basically, he's conservative on most issues, not all of them, not on trade, for instance. But he put together the conservative agenda, basically, with this a populist agenda, and broadened the base of the party. One Pennsylvania, one Michigan, one Wisconsin, as you all are quite aware. One Ohio, one Iowa, one the Rust Belt. Something that I've watched over the years writing about politics, Republicans have been unable to do in recent years. And after making huge efforts, I remember George W. Bush in 2004 tried to win Pennsylvania, and came up short. Trump did it. Another thing he had coattails. You know, in Pennsylvania, for instance, he not only won the state, but he pulled in Pat Toomey, the senator, a Republican senator there, who wouldn't have won otherwise, but his coattails pulled Toomey in, and certainly helped in a number of other races, helped in House races. Republicans had so many vulnerable House members, and I happen to know that they expected a minimum of 15 House seats lost originally. Ultimately, how many did they lose? Six. So Republicans still have this huge number of House members. I think they're down now to 241, which is still one of the largest amounts they've had in recent decades. It wouldn't have happened without Trump. I know he won narrowly, but he lost particularly by huge numbers in states like New York and California. He lost by, 2.7 million votes in California, which is a lot. Look, this was a surprise to me. I didn't think Trump was going to do this, and yet he did. And I think, not surprised that others haven't written things similar to what I did, that he pulled together the Republican Party in a way that wasn't expected. Remember, the exit poll showed he got 90% of Republicans. I didn't think he was going to get to that, but he did.
Does it come at a cost on certain issues of principle? You mentioned he diverged from people like Paul Ryan on free trade. He's talking about a massive infrastructure spending program that a lot of Republicans would have called a make work, maybe a boondoggle kind of project in the past. Are Republicans losing something here?
Well, those are two different things, trade and infrastructure. On trade, I'm afraid that, and I happen to be a free trader myself, I think Trump won the argument. And sometimes I don't think he was accurate. I mean, he acts like the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was enacted under Bill Clinton in 1994, has devastated parts of the Rust Belt and upstate New York and places like that. I don't think there's much empirical evidence of that. But anyway, Trump won that argument. But on infrastructure, he sounded just like Hillary Clinton. Trump wants to spend $1 trillion, I think, on infrastructure. Republicans in Congress think, well, wait a minute. We just passed a huge highway bill. We passed a bill helping out the Federal Aviation Administration with spending the billions of dollars there to modernize it and so on, and on and on. They think they've spent a lot. They don't want to spend $1 trillion. This is something where I think Trump and Chuck Schumer, the new Democratic minority leader in the Senate, it may come together, and it will. And Republicans are going to be very unhappy with it.
Well, I think you can make a case that that trade argument is a lot of what won Donald Trump states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. The people who switched from Obama to Trump, those are the kind of things they were citing as to why they did it. Would you rather have a Republican president who, or a Democratic president for that matter, who had made a strong, compelling case for free trade and arguing with what you said was empirically flawed about trade and its impact?
Well, I think there's one thing about that candidate, Republican or Democrat, who made a big argument for free trade. That person would have lost. Clearly, it's just an argument that's hard to make now. Even though, and it's always been free trade's been hard to make the argument for, but it was. At one point, the policy of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, but it's changed in both parties now, and that change has been really firmed up by the election of Donald Trump. No question about that. Here's the difference about Trump. You know, when I went into this election, and I was not hostile to Trump, but I didn't think he could win. I thought he was the one Republican, and many others thought this, the one Republican nominee who could not beat Hillary Clinton. I came out of the election thinking that he was the only Republican who could have beaten Hillary Clinton. He was the only one who was going to win Pennsylvania. Ohio, he might have won. Some other one might have won Ohio, but win Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. No other Republican could have done that. And without winning those states, if Trump hadn't done it, no other Republican could, and Hillary Clinton would be president.
Talking to Fred Barnes from the Weekly Standard, talking about his article, Donald Trump didn't split the GOP, he strengthened it. So you write, and a lot of people have noted, that Donald Trump broke a lot of what we thought were the rules of politics. If you imagine Mitt Romney or Barack Obama last time around saying a lot of the things that Donald Trump had said, you'd think it would have sunk them. You'd think these were non-starters. What did he do differently that actually made that work?
Well, one, he had a big personality. That certainly helped him in the primary debates when he, you know, the other Republicans were arguing about, well, who's the real true conservative? And Trump didn't. He didn't get involved in that. He just talked about what he wanted to do and insulted people and so on. Look, I can't explain how you can get away with that forever. A part of it is his opponent was a weak, turned out to be a very weak candidate without a message. Hillary Clinton did not have a message other than my opponent's unfit to be president. And, you know, there were a lot of people, and I talked to many of them, who just instinctively were drawn to Trump. And then, of course, others were drawn to him on the trade issue, on the immigration issue. People who were not reliable Republican voters, if they had ever voted Republican at all. I was up in Erie, Pennsylvania, you know, in the northwest corner of Pennsylvania, and sort of like one of these Rust Belt industrial states, the cities that sort of worn out now. They've lost a lot of their industry. In 2012, Obama won Erie by 14,000 votes. This election, Donald Trump won it by 2,500 votes. A huge reversal, and in order to do that, in order to have that reversal, Trump had to win a lot of people who were not Republicans. They may become Republicans, but they weren't in 2012, and they voted for Trump, the Republican candidate, in 2016.
I want to lay out some before and afters for prominent Republicans who now are enthusiastically supporting Donald Trump. Ted Cruz called him a pathological liar, quoting the man as utterly amoral. Scott Walker, our governor here, when he dropped out of the race, said, yeah, we need opposition, united opposition to the current frontrunner, Donald Trump. This is fundamentally important to the future of our party, he said. Chris Christie called Trump a carnival barker. The list goes on. Do Republicans pay a price for that stand then and then changing it now that Trump's won?
Well, it depends on one thing, and I thought you'd get to some of the things that Mitt Romney said. You know,
well, you didn't get to him, and he just met with Donald Trump, I believe, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and all those things are I would say forgotten, mainly by Republicans, because of one thing. Trump won. Now, if Trump is a failure as president, if he acts like he did earlier in his campaign and is a loose cannon and is being distracted and so on, which he hasn't appeared to be. I mean, he wasn't in the final 3 weeks of the campaign, and he hasn't been in the transition here, but that's, you know, this isn't a very long time. But if he's a failure as president, if he gets us in foreign policy trouble, if he doesn't reassure the all our allies around the world in Asia and Europe and elsewhere, then I think some of those things will come back and will haunt him because they'll be repeated again. Trump right now is victorious, and that sort of wipes everything else away. But if he is a failure as president in, you know, the first couple of years, then I'm afraid that's going to be very harmful to the party and all this, and bringing unity to the party as I think he has now, that will just be shattered.
Fred, briefly, we're just about out of time. Quick take mm-hmm. on appointments so far, cabinet and other.
Well, they're Trump. I mean, two of them. Certainly, Jeff Sessions at Justice is a Trump loyalist, the first senator who backed him. Mike Flynn is someone who is also very close to Trump. I don't think Congressman Pompeo, who is at the CIA, has been close to Trump. But they're all hardcore conservatives.
Fred, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for calling.
That's Fred Barnes. He's executive editor of the Weekly Standard, Fox News contributor. He told us why he believes President-elect Donald Trump's victory has strengthened the Republican Party. We've got a link to his piece on that topic over at the Central Time Facebook page.